Right now, we're going to be joined by Lydia in North Carolina. Lydia, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right. Tell us what's going on there with these cabinet issues.
Okay. We have just a couple of, I'm calling them small issues. One is they are about 20 years old. Mm-hmm. It's in a condo, small area. But anyway, the finish, which is a glaze, they're craft-made cabinets, and it's a glaze finish around the edges where they're from mica, you know, meets the cabinet, the countertop.
Right.
That needs to be refinished. And the second issue, it's the same cabinets, only they're in the bathroom, and there's red permanent hair color splatters on them.
Mm-hmm.
And we do not have any idea how to get that red off. We're hoping that it will be a touch-up, but we are, you know, mostly concerned about it not looking like a touch-up. We want the finish to be uniform, but we just don't know how to accomplish these two little things.
Yeah, it is a little bit of a challenge, especially when you have a factory finish on the cabinets. Do you have any idea on the craft-made color or finish? Do you have a number or a name of what that finish is?
I do, and I did contact Craftmade. However, that has been discontinued. It was discontinued in 2010. They suggested to take it to Sherwin-Williams for color match.
Okay. All right. I think that's a great way to go. Boy, I tell you, the color matching is better than it's ever been before. And a lot of times they'll have cross references between a factory cabinet color and an exact formula that you need. But I believe if you get that, are the cabinets the same in both the areas in your home?
Yes.
Okay.
They are.
I think if you do that, and then you're able to get that, and then very, very carefully with a good quality brush, maybe even a foam brush, is to lightly sand anywhere that you have the red coloring, and then just kind of, you may want to touch that up, step back, let it dry, and you may end up doing the entire piece of trim or sections of trim so that you don't have just a spot right in the middle that you can go corner to corner and fill it up that way. I think that would work pretty well. Joe, I don't think there's any way to get that red coloring off the cabinets without damaging them, because it's going to take something pretty strong.
Yeah, you don't want to sand it, Lydia, because, of course, you'll sand off the stain and the paint, and then you're starting all over. What I would recommend is, and I think Danny alluded to this, is just try covering up one or two stains on one door. Everybody makes a paint now that has a primer and a paint in one product. But in this case, I would go with two separate products. They make a primer called Restoration Primer, which is a really thick primer that covers pretty much anything. I know Zinsser makes one. There's a company called Zinsser, Zinsser. And touch up the stains with the Restoration Primer, make it as smooth as you can so it's not obvious, and then go over it with top coat. If Restoration Primer doesn't hide this red dye, then I don't know what else would. I think you would have to sand it off. But that's what I would do.
Mm-hmm.
Get some Restoration Primer, then get the top coat paint and get it color matched. That's a great idea. Get a color match that any home center or paint store can do that. Bring a door or drawer front or something that's the same color.
Okay. And as far as the edging in the kitchen, you know, it's worn. There's no damage to those edges at all. It's just, you know, the cabinets are 20 years old. So we just want to, how do we get that remaining stain and paint off and then just go over it?
Well, now, with it being laminate like that, or you mentioned Formica as a brand name, you should be able to use a acetone. I would start with maybe mineral spirits, but you may have to go to acetone in order to remove that coloring. But because of it being a plastic material, it's not absorbent like the wood. So you should be able to work that off of there without damaging anything.
Okay. Well, the edges are wood.
Oh, they are wood. Okay. Well,
the edges are wood.
You would have to pretty much, is it the same color as the cabinets?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you'd do the exact same thing in order to that you're doing on the other. There, you might go from corner to corner so that you have that consistency throughout.
Okay.
But Well, Lydia, thanks so much for being with us on the show. I hope these little problems will get behind you soon and you can not have to worry about that particular challenge that you might be having around the house. You know, those are the kind of things that can stick with you, and you see them every time you walk in that room, but you don't have to keep putting up with it. There's a lot of simple ways that you can solve that problem.